You have tuned into the Monday Night War podcast series, brought to you by MondayNightWar.com. We are your resource for classic Monday Night Wrestling. The MondayNightWar.com audio feed is compatible with any device or podcast app. Just hit play and enjoy the show. And now, let's head ringside. He is at Wrestling Savant, along with at Flawless Brian.
We are live in Chicago on site for WWE Payback. Thank you for tuning in to the Monday Night War podcast series. Remember to visit MondayNightWar.com and check it out often. I am at Wrestling Savant. With me live is at Flawless Brian. Brian, we are just hours away from WWE Payback, and you can cut the excitement with a knife.
This is the final countdown.
We have the card listed in front of us here. Let's discuss what we want to see and what we expect to see from tonight's show on WWE Network. Brian, what match are you most looking forward to?
Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens fresh. I think he's still in the Intercontinental picture. They had this match. He said, hey, I get my immediate title match, rematch. They said, no, you have to fight this dude. So I think that this match is going to really propel, unless the Miz and Cesaro feud drags out. I think this match is going to really propel who the WWE is looking to push in that slot and have a good program with an Intercontinental Championship run. Whether they win it or not, I don't know, but it'd be great to, it's always great to see those guys work in that history, and I think there's probably going to be something special lined up for tonight.
I certainly hope so. I actually like this card. I think they've done a good job not overbooking this one coming out of WrestleMania. Usually this is the WrestleMania hangover pay-per-view, and they kind of go into a pre-summer lull. But this one, you know, it brought me out to the Windy City, and it's not exactly warm here just yet. That being said, what is the match that you're looking forward to the least?
Man, probably Dean Ambrose versus Chris Jericho, actually. Jericho is probably running as hot in these current programs as he ever has. And I think him fighting with Dean Ambrose over kind of the Asylum slash, what was Jericho's talk show there?
The Highlight Reel.
The Highlight Reel. So it's kind of like a feud that stemmed from seemingly nothing. Pulled Jericho out of a feud with AJ Styles, but I like AJ, obviously, in the championship picture. The Ambrose-Jericho match just kind of seems, of any of those matches, the one that kind of has the least backstory behind it. So maybe this is the start of something good, but to me it's kind of a, I don't know if it's a U-turn for Jericho, but it's definitely kind of, I think it might slow his momentum down a little bit. It might be a road bump.
Yeah, this might actually get me, you know, less followers on Twitter, but I'm not exactly a Dean Ambrose fan. I like Dean Ambrose, the performer. I just don't like the character, so any match that he's in isn't one that's going to actually get me to, you know, fly on an airplane to the venue to watch it. Chris Jericho, on the other hand, coming out of WrestleMania, has really been entertaining me with his classic heel work, and you know, he lives it, he breathes it. So if you follow him on social networking and you want to, you know, send him a tweet, he's going to respond to it as a heel, and that's the way that things should be done. He's old school, and every single time he calls somebody a stupid idiot, it gets a rise out of me. For me, the match that I'm looking forward to the least is Dolph Ziggler versus Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin, if you follow me on Twitter, it's no news to you that I have not bought into him yet. I think it's too early for him to be on the main roster. And that's going to be my bathroom slash beer break match. If you had to pick a match on this lineup, which one is going to get you to try some old style here in the Windy City?
Geez, probably Kalisto versus Ryback. I mean, I already saw that at WrestleMania. We were both live at WrestleMania, and I saw that match along with maybe about 5,000 screaming fans. If you consider screaming, you know, sitting on their hands or guzzling a $15
soda. Yeah, I felt bad for those guys.
I really do. And I'm like, if this match gets bumped to a freaking dark match to make more room for the Vince McMahon announcement, you know, that that is taking up time on a pay-per-view. You know, that that to me is kind of odd. Like, why don't they save that for Raw or something? But, yeah, Kalisto, I mean, I feel bad. It's all that work John Cena did with the U.S. Championship and the Open Challenge and kind of elevating that title. And I don't mind Kalisto having it at all. I really like him. Ryback, you know, if he had an advocate, right? Like, what, all these guys back in the day, right? They had managers for when you couldn't talk or you needed some help or some maybe some extra zest at ringside. The classy Freddie Blassies and dudes with sequins and canes and tennis rackets and megaphones and people jumping on aprons and taking crazy bumps and doing stuff like that. Ryback, I don't know if Kalisto can really carry Ryback in a match like. We were talking about Jericho and Ambrose. The reason that that wasn't one of my matches that I wasn't looking forward to was because Jericho. And I think if anybody can kind of help out Dean Ambrose and have a good match, it's him. So, yeah, I mean, Kalisto Ryback, I'll check it out. Maybe from the concession stand line, you know, if they have it on one of the monitors there. I won't be able to judge it by crowd reaction, unfortunately. I think that match might be kind of quiet. But feel bad for both those dudes. Hope they do something awesome, you know?
Yeah, Kalisto's a firecracker, so to speak. So I actually like that they give him the attention more so than, you know, he would get kind of in a tag team, Lucha Dragons, with Sin Cara. I like him as a singles champion. I think that they need somebody to represent the Hispanic demographic, and Kalisto is a strong candidate for that role. But, shoot, I mean, has he even had a match on Raw since WrestleMania?
I don't believe he has. Maybe
a tag match. Maybe a tag match with Sin Cara or something like that. But yeah, it's strange how these single titles have been treated in the modern era. One of the matches that I'm looking most forward to is the same as yours, Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens. If you follow these guys through their career pre-WWE and then watched them in NXT, you're happy that they're both having a pay-per-view match now. I'm happy that WWE did that fantastic video giving the build-up, giving people a reason to buy into this feud, letting people know that they've actually been friends for 15 years. And, yeah, these guys are going to go all out. So that's one that I'm looking forward to the most. The Intercontinental Championship match with The Miz and Cesaro, I'd like to get your thoughts on that. I just don't think that this feud is clicking, but I think Miz is good in his role. I love Maryse, so anything that gets her on TV more is fine by me. And I think Cesaro is best in his role right now, but for whatever reason, these two aren't lighting the world on fire. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. And I like that Cesaro's getting a title shot. That being said, I'm kind of bummed out that he's probably not going to win it because then what, the IC title will have changed hands repeatedly with the one-day title run, right, with Zack Ryder after WrestleMania, The Miz picking it up. I can't picture them having The Miz lose it, but The Miz... entertaining character, bringing in Maryse only helps him out. That vignette they did, right, with the, he had the cucumbers on the eyes, and that guy had brought the, apparently he's got a rider, right, and they had brought him these M&Ms, and they only wanted green or something, and she shoved the bowl of M&Ms into the assistant there. I really like them together. Cesaro, another guy that, they had him with Paul Heyman for a while, probably should have stuck that out a little longer, although I understand having him with Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar is a special attraction. Paul Heyman's also a special attraction. So Cesaro, if Cesaro was to steal away Maryse, right, like back in the old days with George the Animal Steel, Macho Man feuding over women like their property, I think Cesaro just says, hey, you're coming with me, grabs her, all of a sudden she's with him. I don't know, aren't they married in real life? That maybe
they are.
Hard to sneak past the smart marks, but Cesaro should definitely be in prime form. I mean, he's back from that injury. That means he's pretty well rested. He hasn't wrestled 300 days straight. I think he's going to really bring it tonight, and I think that match is going to be pretty special, especially if it elevates The Miz right as a complete heel.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn on this one. I agree with you in that it would be too soon to take it off The Miz. It just wouldn't make any sense now that they've kind of repackaged him and he's got a fresh coat of paint with this, you know, pairing with Maryse, bringing her back into this role. And, of course, she's now going to be on the next season of Total Divas. So, yeah, it's tough for me to say. But then again, I also have to think about the fact that we're in Chicago. And WWE tends to want to appease this rabid, rambunctious Chicago crowd and letting Cesaro get the Duke over Miz, of all people, for the Intercontinental Championship win. Sounds like something they would do in Chicago. So if I were a betting man, although I sit in agreement with you wholeheartedly, I think that WWE current booking logic, tied with the geography and the venue that we're going to be in, points to the fact that Cesaro is going to get the championship run. So that's where I'm sitting with this one. Right. You know, typically when we talk about championships, the women's championship has a strong pairing this this pay-per-view as well. And a year ago, maybe longer, two, three, the women's match would have been the one that I would have got up and, you know, hit the restroom or got a hot dog or whatever the case may be. But this is one that I want to see, and it's not necessarily just because Ric Flair and Bret Hart, two of my top five all time, will be there. Right. They're kind of just the window dressing, you know? They're the cherry on top. I was there live at the NXT pay-per-view that Charlotte wrestled Natalya, and they put on a hell of a match, and it's what's old is new again, right? There's a lot of eyeballs that didn't see that will be seeing this for the first time. And I think if anybody's going to get a match out of Charlotte, it's Natalya. Oh, yeah. That's basically her role right now. And I'm also looking forward to that match. What say you?
Yeah, this the Women's Championship is definitely, for the new look and the new branding of the Women's Championship, right, converting over from the Divas, this is a great first title defense for Charlotte on a pay-per-view after Mania here. This will be the first women's championship title defense on pay-per-view. Charlotte, her star is still rising. I don't even think she's gotten near her, you know, the zenith of her kind of understanding who her character is, right? And becoming like that superstar. And Natalya has always been kind of a sleeper. She puts on great matches. She can be really snug in there. And it always kind of seemed like she was in there kind of abusing, right? Kind of ragdolling these smaller girls, you know, in the Divas division, like you said, a couple years ago. She'll definitely bring it. She'll bring it to Charlotte. I know the participation of Ric Flair and Bret Hart will be limited, but seeing those guys again will be great. But unlike women's matches maybe in the past, where they probably would have taken away from that, taken that focus away from the women, again, they're just kind of like a window dressing, like you pointed out. So I think this is going to be a solid match. Charlotte's just been on fire lately. Natalya always brings it, and it's good to see her back in the mix, right? It's kind of one of those, hey, where's she been? And Tyson Kidd, and they were doing the program with Cesaro, and they were really hitting their stride, and then Tyson Kidd with the injury and all that, Natalya had kind of been off TV a while, and she wasn't even really wrestling then, right? She was just kind of in their corner. So this is all eyes are going to be on them, and I think Natalya is really going to have a strong showing, and hopefully this will be the beginning of a good program with these two.
Yeah, I'm happy that that Natalya is getting this pay-per-view match. Speaking of championships, we've got the number one contender for the tag team championship finals, Enzo Amore and Big Cass, guilty pleasure for me, versus the Vaude Villains. So I'm going to be standing up, probably chanting along with the rest of the crowd for Enzo and Big Cass. This is cool to see two new teams that they weren't even around come WrestleMania time on the main roster, having a slot on the next pay-per-view, and it's a profile matchup, right? So you know you're going to have some participation or an appearance by the tag team champions, the New Day, and I don't know whether or not they will play into the outcome of this matchup. That remains to be seen. But if I had to go with a pick, and we'll go through and select our picks for each one of the matches, but I gotta stick with it's always going to be Enzo and Big Cass.
Yeah, they're getting a big push right now coming from the NXT there, and same with the Vaude Villains, right? They're my fiance's favorite tag team. She likes that guy's mustache, right? Which dude is
Simon
that?
Gotch? Yeah.
Simon Gotch, right? She loves the mustache, the greasy hair. Chicago, of course, full of hipsters, right? So so he doesn't necessarily stand out. He's one of their own, right? The hipsters have embraced him, this new generation. But I like that all four of these guys, new guys, kind of, you know, they've got this spot, and to say that the winner is actually going to get a tag team title match is huge, and I think it immediately pushes both of those guys to the top of the tag team pile, so to speak. And like you said, both brand new. I think this is going to be a great introduction to the pay-per-view audience that maybe doesn't follow SmackDown or Raw or kind of watches highlights. And, you know, Enzo, Big Cass, they always bring it, right? The vaudevillains, their teamwork, that European uppercut into the, what the heck's their finisher? I'm such a huge fan, I forgot. But the run-in uppercut into the swinging neckbreaker, right? It's like a running European uppercut. The dude staggers around and he gives him a swing and neck breaker. So their finisher being hard to describe as it is, totally love that much. And I too will be screaming my guts out and doing the sing-along of Enzo Amore and Big Cass, because, I mean, heck, all four of these guys have deserved this spot. They've earned it. And I think the crowd is probably going to be the most insane into this match, followed up by the Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens. I think those two matches, there's not going to be anybody sitting for like the that whole 30-minute period, maybe.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what the crowd's response to Enzo is here in Chicago, because I was there in 2011 for Money in the Bank when CM Punk just lit the crowd on fire, and they were rambunctious all night, and it wasn't just for Punk. So Enzo, he knows how to incite a crowd, and I'm very excited for that as soon as that music hits. I'll look up the Vaudevillains finisher in just a second. So what do we have left here? We've got the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match, right? We got phenomenal AJ Styles versus Roman Reigns. What are your thoughts on this matchup?
Man, you know, of all the titles that I could see changing hands on this card, if there's only going to be one that's going to change, it's not going to be this one. Although, being in Chicago with the history of, like you said, CM Punk with defeating John Cena on the last day of his contract, right, and he grabbed the belt and took off through the crowd, and they showed pictures of him sitting at home, and he was, right, making these appearances and taunting Vince with photos of the belt. The crowd would go absolutely nuts, especially if you had the big cast vaudevillain Sami Zayn Owens, and then if you had Cesaro beat The Miz, I think the crowd would be whipped into a complete frenzy by the time that match came about, if AJ were to win it. I don't think he'll win it, but I'm thinking, hey, maybe the Bullet Club. Now, I won't actually give you my sources, right, because it's somebody sensitive to the situation, but from what I understand, the Bullet Club, as they're known, will be a four-person faction, and they'll make an appearance tonight, probably beating up AJ Styles. I think they're going to look to Roman Reigns to lead it. I believe it's going to be Ron and Don Harris, Brutus Beefcake as the Disciple, and Brian Clark. So look for that. Now, the Bariquas may show up on Raw to challenge them and say, hey, we've got some unfinished brothers. You know, they think they're DOA or whatever. So if that does happen, you know, wouldn't be surprised. If it doesn't happen, I'll be kind of let down. That being said, Roman Reigns, AJ Styles wrestles pretty snug, right? And having wrestled Brock Lesnar and all that, Roman Reigns is kind of used to that. He likes to get in there and get physical. I think that's going to be a good physical match. And if the WWE is expecting people to boo AJ Styles if he were to turn heel, say he like kicks Roman Reigns in the pills, or there's a chair involved, or somebody goes and runs in, all it's going to do is whip the crowd into a frenzy and make AJ Styles the most popular heel in maybe the history of wrestling.
I mean, Roman's just going to get tore up in Chicago tonight, so I definitely don't think that they are going to take that belt off Roman Reigns for quite a while. I think we are on the ride of the Roman Reigns train, and that this match is not going to be without any controversy. You have to throw Machine Gun Carl Anderson and the Doc Luke Gallows in there. I think they are the wild card. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think that they're going to align with either or. I think they are going to be their own two, or maybe more than two, man group, and that remains to be seen. People talk about Finn Balor and whatnot. I just don't think that that is the way that WWE is going to go. I think that the length of it is that WWE is going to acknowledge their history together, and that may sew its way, weave its way into some future storylines. But for tonight, I think Roman Reigns ends up walking out of the Allstate Arena as champion. AJ Styles is defeated, and I think it's because of the interference from his former friends that were supposed to be brothers for life from the Bullet Club, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. So that really leaves, before we run down who we pick, just as a summary for each match, the Vince McMahon announcement left. Does Shane or Stephanie get control of Raw?
I'm thinking he's going to dig into the bag of tricks here and throw us a swerve. I think Teddy Long or maybe John Laurinaitis will make his return.
I mean, we're in Chicago. Could be Mike Adamley, isn't he?
That'd be amazing.
NBC affiliate here. I saw Mike Adamley's face on like every public transportation option here all weekend.
Right. It's amazing that he had a job to go back to after that WWE run, and that also, you know, living here in Chicago cracks me up, and I just always think of him as the line botching, name screwing up announcer. Speaking of screwing up names, yeah. So the Vaudevillains is the running uppercut right to the back of the head, and then the swinging neck breaker. Right. So Gotch hits the forearm there. And English hits the swinging neck breaker.
The whirling dervish,
which I love that name. I haven't used that expression in quite a while, and people would be like, "What is that?" I'm like, you know, I don't know. So that move, hopefully comes into play.
That would be a surprise, I think, if they got the win over Enzo and Big Cass. I could actually see that happening.
I think so.
I was just going to say, I mean, are they going to go automatically to Enzo and Big Cass, who are faces, right to the New Day, who are also super faces? I mean, it's going to be great and entertaining to see those two face off on the mic, those two teams. But for the purpose of, a title defense and to keep the New Day strong, I could see the Vaudevillains walking out tonight as a result of the Whirling Dervish. Sure.
Absolutely, yeah. It's who do you think WWE needs stronger kind of leads in heels or faces? Because it kind of seems sometimes, right, you'd have a stable of pretty amazing heels and you'd only have one strong good guy, like Hulk Hogan, right? And he was always taking on the Bundys and Andres and all the bad guys, and everyone else kind of played kind of second fiddle. Like Roman Reigns, he's kind of a tweener, right? The fans will love AJ Styles no matter what you try to turn him, especially if he's in a program with Roman Reigns. The fans are never going to boo the Vaudevillains and Enzo Moore and Big Cass. The fans probably will hate Baron Corbin no matter what. They love Kevin Owens despite him being a heel, and he's a great heel and tweeting people and calling people out. But fans love to boo these guys too much. So it's almost kind of like you've got all these guys that are swapped, right? That they're kind of alignment, if you want to call it that, from the old Dungeons & Dragons days, right? Roman Reigns, no matter what you do with him, fans are going to boo him. So it's kind of like, if you had to turn some of these guys heel, or, you know, Enzo and Big Cass, I don't think they ever will. Point being, to have, like, some strong heels, like, definite heels, aside from, like, Charlotte, obviously The Miz does a good job at being a heel.
Jericho currently.
But if they were to bring in Finn Balor and they were going to do the Bullet Club, if they brought them in against Roman Reigns, I can't help but think they'd be, like, super faces, right? No matter who they beat down. And I think the WWE likes Finn Balor as a face. I mean, he sells all the T-shirts and the demon thing and all that. I can't picture him being a heel, but I can't picture them bringing in the Bullet Club as faces, because what face would need to have people help and bail him out, right, in wins? So does AJ Styles turn complete heel, knowing that the WWE universe is all behind him? And if they try to turn him heel against Roman Reigns,
how do you do that? I think that the face and the heel dynamic is really hard in today's day and age, because people are just going to like whoever they like, and people are going to dislike whoever they dislike. So you got Roman Reigns, who's obviously being shoved down everybody's throat, but some people love him. The casual fans certainly do. I was surprised at WrestleMania how many people were insulted when I was getting up booing him.
Ambrose.
Yeah,
the response for Dean Ambrose was almost, well, I mean, it's hard to say, because Roman Reigns, right, a lot of people boo him, so it kind of drowns out the cheers. But it seems like Dean Ambrose, question mark, is like the most over guy among the common fan in these venues. I don't know with Chicago if that's going to be the same way. It'll be interesting. But Dean Ambrose, I don't know what the appeal is like you, but fans are super behind the guy. He's pretty much the only guy that I'd say if you turned him heel, he could have maybe Cesaro turn him, like, he's got the suit and the sunglasses and he's kind of like some kind of train spotter or whatever the heck. Not train spotter. What was that dude? The transporter, right?
Yeah, Jason Statham.
So you try to make him a badass. Maybe he breaks Maurice's leg or something. I don't know. But the whole heel face thing, and I brought that up because Enzo and Big Cass, vaudevillains, and of course AJ Styles, Roman Reigns would on paper is two faces. It's kind of weird. I don't know who the lead heel is in the WWE currently if you're not going to turn Roman Reigns heel.
Yeah, if you take Roman out of the mix, I mean, gosh, the lead heels right now, and they need more of them, would be Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens. Yeah, and then it's a big fallout after that. Then you're into the Miz territory and things like that. So they definitely need more in the heel column. But we didn't decide what was going to happen with Vince McMahon and his announcement.
Oh, right,
so do you think that Shane or Stephanie are going to get control? I know where I stand on this. I'll just speak since I already am. I think that Shane was always meant to be short term as far as his involvement with WrestleMania, the WWE, and whatnot. And I'm not saying that we've seen the last of him, but I think that it's inevitable that Stephanie and by proxy Triple H are going to be back at that helm.
Right. I mean, if you look back to Raw starting in what, maybe like 2004 or so, the authority or a combination of the characters and the authority thereof started out Raw with like 20, 30 minute promos, and it's been that way for, you know, the better part of a decade, so don't really see them changing it. And like you said, I believe Shane has all kinds of outside interests that, and I don't know the reason why he left WWE originally and took that break and was running that website company, right, and doing international business, but I also think somehow the authority will weasel back control, right, of Monday Night Raw.
So let's do this. Let's go through so we can wrap this up here. This quick audio that'll drop in real time here before the pay-per-view. Let's go through and just pick your winner, starting with the Kalisto versus Ryback U.S. Championship match.
Kalisto. Even though the championship would help Ryback, he needs a lot more help, you know, than just the championship. So I think Kalisto retains the title.
All right, we'll go right down the list and then circle back with me. For the singles match, grudge match, Dolph Ziggler, Baron Corbin, which way do you go?
Baron Corbin. They're trying to say he's undefeated and coming in, and he's coming in hot. And Dolph Ziggler, for whatever reason, they don't really know what to do with him, or maybe they've decided what they are going to do with him. But I don't really see Dolph Ziggler beating their new toy.
Nor do I. Number one contenders tag team matchup for the number one contendership for the tag team titles, Enzo Amore and Big Cass versus the Vaudevillains.
I'm thinking the Vaudevillains, if they are to win, I'll put it this way. If there's outside interference, I don't know if the Dudley boys are finished with Enzo Amore and Big Cass. If there is interference, I believe it will work against Enzo and Big Cass. So if it's a clean pinfall, Big Cass and Enzo, if there's any kind of interference whatsoever to pull them into another feud, it's the Vaudevillains. I could picture the Vaudevillains feuding with New Day on the mic as well as Enzo and Big Cass. So it's kind of it's basically, what do they call it, a catch? Is that what they call it in Vegas, right? Where it's a toss-up there.
You're going Vaudevillains, though?
Yeah. Outside interference, Vaudevillains.
Singles match, Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens.
Probably Sami Zayn.
Intercontinental Championship match, The Miz with Maurice versus Cesaro.
I think they give it to Cesaro. I think it's in Chicago. It's a smart city, and the crowd would just go absolutely nuts if that followed up the Sami Zayn, Owens, and the Vaudevillains and Enzo Big Cass match. It's pretty much all like NXT dudes the first three matches, right? So with the exception of Dolph Ziggler. So I think they give it to Cesaro, and it puts a crescendo on the internet Smart Mark's marking out. Can Smart Mark's mark out? We'll find out tonight if Cesaro wins. And I think he will.
Charlotte versus Natalya for the Women's Championship.
Charlotte defends, and hopefully there will be some interaction among the corner persons there. And maybe Bret Hart and Ric Flair both have pretty big egos. Hopefully they start slapping each other around. Somebody gets put in a submission hold.
You think that Bret's going to put
I don't see Ric
sharpshooter
Flair,
or something.
I don't see Ric Flair doing the figure four.
Maybe
they'll
do the figure four like around the ring post or something.
Oh God, I hope not. I don't know who's gonna help Bret Hart up if he's got to hang upside down like that.
So you're going with Charlotte. All right. Singles match, Dean Ambrose versus Chris Jericho.
Man, you know, after Dean Ambrose lost to Brock Lesnar in probably the worst match of that card, I say they owe it to him to get a win. Jericho, a win or loss isn't really going to hurt him. And like I said, Dean Ambrose, just for some reason, seems to be the most over guy in the WWE right now, so I don't see him losing two pay-per-views in a row.
The Vince McMahon announcement, we already mentioned that you believe right. The Authority will regain control of Raw, right?
Right.
I think there might be some shenanigans there, but I sit in the same seat as you. The Authority there.
Now, do you think the former guys come out? Do you think Teddy Long comes out and lobbies and gives a speech of why he shouldn't? You know, and then John Laurinaitis
then
comes
Regal,
out. Do you think, and Regal, and then maybe Vicky Guerrero? Well, Vicky Guerrero, that'd be amazing.
You do that,
she'd
yeah.
be like, excuse me.
I bet Brad Maddox is probably not doing anything right now, yeah.
There you go, that prick. Put him, have him come out there. I'm just kidding.
You got Bischoff?
That,
yeah.
That whole, Bischoff, that would be great. Bischoff
come
comes
back.
Out.
Right.
And he's like, Vince, you don't even have to tell people. Thanks for the offer. They hug or whatever. If they stroll those guys out, I think that'd be a nice touch. Hopefully they do, because that'd be great. And then, of course, when the Authority get in. But having some of those old faces come out would be a nice homage to general managers of old.
That only leaves the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match, so AJ Styles versus Roman Reigns. Who do you pick?
Roman Reigns, and hopefully they turn the guy heel, because, I mean, you know, how long can you resist that much of your fan base? But, you know, if you turn him heel, you've got enough T-shirt sellers and faces like Dean Ambrose, AJ Styles, Big Cass, Vaudeville. You've got Sami Zayn. It seems like they're pretty strong on faces right now. So they need more heels and stronger heels. And what better natural heel right now do they have in the company than Roman Reigns, right?
That is true. I will do my picks next. I will go through the same list that you did. The U.S. Championship match, Kalisto versus Ryback. I mean, I don't even know if anybody really cares at this point. And if they just want to end a match with a title change just to say that they did one, then I could see it going the way of Ryback. But I think that there's more that they can do with Kalisto right now. I think he's on the upswing, and I
sure.
think that Ryback is kind of, you know, Ryback. You've kind of already seen him peak. So
right.
I'm going to go with Kalisto, though, here. With the singles match, Dolph Ziggler versus Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin's going to win that match, much to my chagrin. Number one contender tag team match, Enzo Amore versus Big Cass. I'm sorry, Enzo Amore and Big Cass versus the Vaudevillains. I really want to say Enzo and Big Cass. I may have already said that that was my pick earlier,
right.
but I could see them doing the Vaudevillains. So
yeah.
I'm gonna go with the Vaudevillains here.
Whoa.
That's yeah.
And is that because of the Dudleys and or the Jesse and Festus? What's their tag team there?
You got Anderson and Gallows?
Anderson and Gallows
yeah.
is who I meant there. It's Jesse looks totally more tough, doesn't he, with the shaved head or whatever? I'm just kidding.
Much leaner and taller. And sleeping upside down.
Exactly. And now, is that because of interference, do you think? Are they going to put Enzo and Big Cass in a program with those guys that have already kind of feuded?
Yeah, I mean, their tag team scene is all of a sudden stacked. So I could see the Vaudevillains getting the number one contendership matchup, even though they were dominated in the entire match. Maybe the hot tag goes to Big Cass and something happens. But Vaudevillains, I think, are perfectly positioned right now as a new heel tag team to go against the New Day. And I think that you have to save Enzo and Big Cass if you're going to go up against the New Day.
Right. I don't think a loss would hurt Enzo and Big Cass as much as it would hurt the Vaudevillains. So.
Agreed. Yep. Yep. And for Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens, gosh, you know, I think that this is probably one of many matches that we're going to see between them, so I don't know if it matters who wins and why. So, you know, a flip of a coin, let's go with Kevin Owens. I don't think that you can really lose here either way, because, like I said, this could go on, and it could go on for quite a while. I already picked Cesaro as getting the Duke over The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship, and the reason being is simply because they're in Chicago, and I think that they'll do it just to get the crowd to blow the roof off the old Rosemont Horizon. Yeah. For the Women's Championship, I think it's only natural that they keep the ball rolling with Charlotte. I think Natalya's job is to get Charlotte to that next level. So we'll see kind of a peek into that tonight. Dean Ambrose needs the win over Chris Jericho more than Chris Jericho needs the win over Dean Ambrose, although I said that about AJ Styles at WrestleMania and who won. So you never know which way they're going to go. I didn't check the Vegas betting odds, but I still am going to go with Dean Ambrose here. And then, of course, Roman Reigns gets the win over AJ Styles. And I think that Gallows and Anderson are going to be the reason for that, whether or not they're in Roman Reigns' pocket or not. Stephanie and Triple H, the Authority, I think they're going to regain control of the Authority. That remains to be seen, but that basically wraps up the entire show tonight. Before we wrap up this broadcast, we're at 35 minutes right now. This is great. Little quick hit live on the scene. Do you have anything to say, Brian?
We'll be seeing you guys live here at Chili's, right? The Chili's out in front of the Allstate Arena there. And we're going to have our mics. We've got our backpacks with wires sticking out of it. And we look totally suspect. Luckily, we both shaved today. And we'll try to get some fan reactions and get some fan picks for, you know, we want to hear the voice of the common man, you know, as if we're not, you know, common people ourselves. But point being, we're going to stick the mic with the nice Monday Night War blocks on it, look all professional, stick the mic in some people's faces, and hopefully we'll have some amazing insight and maybe scarf down some mozzarella sticks while we're at it.
Yeah, that's where we're heading right now. Actually, there's a Chili's, if you're not familiar, in the parking lot of the Allstate Arena, and right before a pay-per-view for WWE, it fills up with fans from the WWE universe, and there's nothing like it. The bar, everyone is chanting, and they're wearing their Bootio t-shirts, I'm sure, and they're already there. So we're going to shimmy on out of here and take an Uber on over to there and maybe catch some video and record some more audio content. So with that being said, check out the all-new MondayNightWar.com. All of the content that we record will show up there. Our Twitter handles are at M-O-N Night War. That's at Mon Night War. I am at Wrestling Savant. He is at Flawless Brian. The Monday Night War podcast series is available using any device app, or you can just stream directly from our site, whatever you prefer. This digital recording is property of MondayNightWar.com and cannot be reproduced or redistributed in any way. MondayNightWar.com and the audio hosted within are not affiliated in any way with WWE. Thank you so much for joining us for this WWE Payback preview. Make sure that you connect with us on Twitter. We're also going to be recording on Snapchat. I'll be updating the Facebook profile. And what else do we got? Instagram. So we're everywhere. Talk to you guys later.